In today's podcast, witnesses in Shanghai speak of an inadequate police presence and a lack of information on schedule changes to the New Year's Eve program on the night of the deadly stampede, which killed 36 and injured scores of people. There were always policemen standing in lines to separate the crowds, but an injured witness said this year he did not see the same security cordons. A Shanghai official involved in public security emergency planning has confirmed with Caixin that in previous years, more than 500 officers from other districts and armed police were sent to the site to assist Huangpu District Police, but such an arrangement was not in place this year. The official told Caixin that since the light show was canceled in a decision which had been made in November, the security level for the Bund area was also lowered. Several media reports attributed the trigger of the stampede to the throwing of coupons which looked like U.S. dollar bills. However, Shanghai police said on Sina Weibo that closed-circuit television footage showed coupons were thrown some 60 meters away from the scene and that it was not the cause of the accident. Meanwhile, roads and subway stations in the area were not closed as they were in the past. The changes were not effectively announced to the public. For Caixin Online, this is Diana Bates.